Welcome to this weekly edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from October 7, 2019 to October 11, 2019. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech. On October 7, here were the news: Razorpay raises over US$18 million MLN. Dubai Public Transport announced mobile payment option for 2020. Sohar International to offer eFlu's mobile payments to new merchants. Payments startup Paymongo secures US$2.70 MLN from Silicon Valley investors. Belinvest Bank, the first bank in Belarus to go live on SWIFT's GPI service. More than 100 fintechs applied to participate in UK's Open Up 2020 challenge. Alight pulls virtual assistant tech into payroll. Hitachi Capital Business Finance launches smart funding ahead of Brexit. National Bank of Canada goes live with Murex Risk System. Citi's Commercial Bank taps Cantox for customized payment stack. Oaknorth appoints Google exec Sunil Chandra CEO, Platform Business. Hazeltree acquires ENSO from CME Group. California opens door for San Francisco Public Bank. NatWest trials UK's first biometric credit card. B2B fraudsters find new twists in old scam favorites. F1 Payments makes executive hires, forms advisory board. UK fintech Tide raises 44 meters in funding. T&E finds opportunity in API-first approach. NAV CEO, the state of SMB financing, a glimpse at its future. On October 8, here were the news. Planet Network International to roll DCC solution at ATMs in UAE. Revolut, Bottomline team up for real-time payments in UK. Taiwan rolls out mobile payments rewards program. RBC rolls out updated mobile banking suite for businesses. Stripe enables online payments, partners with Paynet, arrives in Malaysia. Wirecard, SES Amegotag partner for in-store mobile payments solution. Middle East, WEX rolls out virtual payments solutions with MasterCard. Affirm launches installments app. Nivora makes capital markets higher. Expensify returns to its roots with commercial card launch. Citi taps Cantox for enhanced corporate FX. Visa supports rollout of Aussie AP service Yak Pay. Comdata visualizes fleet performance metrics with OneLook. DPR and ClearBank team up with an integrated partnership. Caledger teams up with Olenek to standardize MyQuid implementation. Bank of the West partners OpenInvest on personalized investing. SWIFT and HSBC team on common API standard in Hong Kong. Tesler Software signs Pendleton Community Bank. SMBs enter 2019's final quarter with plate full of concerns. Cannabis Cuz financial struggles spread far beyond the POS. Net1 becomes majority shareholder in Bank Frick. Tremor upgrades risk transfer marketplace. On October 9, here were the news. Fintech lender StreetShares partners with America's Rural Farm Bureau Bank. IDEX Biometrics, Chushin Dragon sign on card enrollment patent license agreement. CardFlight SwipeSimple terminal available on PAX A80. Yolt partners with Raisin. LankaClear, JCB roll out co-branded cards in Sri Lanka. Salesforce, NAB and Reinventure back open banking platform Baseek. First Atlantic Commerce offers real-time payment gateway for core technologies. Salt Edge integrates with 500 bank APIs. TDB begins instant card issuance in Mongolia. FXCM Pro partners with FlexTrade on technology. Highland targets AP data with enhanced SAP integration. SmartSearch receives growth equity investment from Marlin Equity Partners. CLS exec says blockchain not essential to FX trading tool. Visma Connect and Dinocrates get State of Florida financial reporting contract. Bottomline takeover raises new concerns with UK competition regs. FinTech Wales holds inaugural event. BFS Capital opens Toronto Data Science and Engineering Hub. Open banking spurs FI fintech linkups through incubators. Banks keep vendors in AP automation conversation. Why transparency is a problem in logistics B2B payments. On October 10, here were the news. Alternative Airlines, PaySafe to offer new payment methods for customers. PatPat selects Adyen for global payments. Mail, Ru, Alipay sign payments partnership in Russia. Ingenico launches Chinese payment methods for e-commerce businesses. Norway's DNB Bank launches new version of mobile banking app. Russian bank VTB selects Effortel to develop mobile banking solutions. EWPN and Findec team up to help Swedish fintechs. Credit card transactions exceeded debit transactions in 2018 in Canada. TDB, Compass Plus roll out instant card issuance in Mongolia. Skipton to use Experian open banking for mortgage applications. Airtel Money users to make online payments globally with a MasterCard virtual card. Deutsche Bank issues statement in response to reports on job cuts in Germany. Bank of England lays down strict guideliness for Facebook's Libra. Morrowind opens up to SEPA. DESL rolls out B2B purchasing platform for fashion industry. VTB Bank selects Effortel to manage MVNO offering. Paysend wields open banking for business account services. BuyerQuest loops procurement tech into Amazon Business. NEXJ Systems launches CRM for wealth management. Small business banking tests the digital identity waters. How payroll keeps up with a modernizing workforce. CaixaBank uses artificial intelligence to simplify the management of direct debit payments. On October 11, here were the news. The Royal Mint rolls out gold payment card. Nordic banks reveal business plan for single payments platform P27. DPR and ClearBank complete partnership. Temenos signs core banking deal with Maltese challenger Lascaris Finance. Branch reveals zero fee banking, in partnership with MasterCard and Evolve. Wirecard launches installments payment plan. UATP, EBANX to connect airline merchants to LATAM. Cirrus launches Cirrus Link Pay Plus solution. Samsung Pay adds remittance feature via Fina BLR platform. CaixaBank uses AI to simplify direct debit payments. Small businesses prefer card payments over cash, survey finds. Coinbase rolls out mobile trading app. Metro Bank deploys fintech collabs amid leadership shakeup. Starling links SMBs to protection against unpaid invoices. Salesforce rolls out order management function. C2FO strikes R financing acquisition in India. Small business insurtech finds the next unicorn. Alpha Bank and Commerzbank pilot payments on Marco Polo trade finance ledger. For commercial cards, mixing rails a promising path to adoption. Finnish fintech firm Enterpay raises funding and expands internationally. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.